Welcome to the Office Space Podcast, where we discuss relevant topics that are affecting occupiers of office space. I am your host, Dougal Jeppy with Colliers International. And today our guest is Donna Kelly, Head of Facilities, Rakuten Americas. Donna, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So Rakuten is a Japanese electronic commerce and online retailing company based in Tokyo. In Japanese, Rakuten stands for optimism, which I think we could all use a little bit more of right now. Donna, can you just give us a little something about your background and describe your business?
Sure. My background has been relatively stable, if one would consider facilities, real estate, and construction all kind of the same industry in a sense. I've been in these, one of these or all of these three industries for about 20 years. And started out actually in this world after a stint with Bank of America, and then went into construction and very much learned that that came easy for me. And then that folded right into facilities, which obviously facilities and real estate go hand in hand. So it's been a really wonderful ride over the last 20 years. And I was very lucky to find the industry in my mid-20s. So it's been wonderful to stick with and see it evolve, working in construction and having that background and then going to entry level and growing within the industry. You know, great mentors have also helped, right?
Yeah, mentors. If you can find a good one, that can lead you down the right path for sure. So. Right. And can you describe the business and maybe the office side in terms of what you're responsible for?
Sure. I'm responsible for the America sites, including Canada and Brazil. And then I've been asked to assist with some EU sites and some sites in Australia with respect to lease renewals, et cetera, landlord management. There's about 14 sites that I manage here, one of which we own, and that is in San Mateo, California, which used to be the headquarters for the Salesforce. That's about a 200,000 square foot building that is considered the Western regional headquarters for Rakuten in Northern California. And I have about a staff of about 15 facilities managers and staff spread throughout the United States. And considering Rakuten America's its growth was really through acquisition. Many of the smaller offices are rather independent and reach out to me as they need assistance with facilities and real estate.
So what is a typical day for you and how has it changed or evolved from the pre-COVID world?
Well, pre-COVID, a typical day would start off with, so I'm an early bird like most facilities and, you know, real estate and construction people. A lot of people start work at 9. I prefer to start work at 7:30. And so that allows me to have meetings with the EU or with the East Coast. And a lot of them are surprised that I don't mind taking meetings at 7 a.m. or 7:30. But that gets the day rolling, talking about capital projects, lease renewals, facilities programs, employee engagement programs. You know, a lot of the time is working with my staff in improving the employee experience. And that's a big part of Rakuten. We want to make sure our employees are happy. And so whatever my team can do to help them in this regard is great. And so obviously, I work with them to make the office better, if we want to put it in simple terms. The San Mateo office, which is the one office we own, is about 200,000 square feet. And considering it is the Western headquarters for Rakuten, there are many expats, many visitors, some dignitaries come in to the site. So that is a very high profile site. And we have a lot of people who make sure that that site runs like a Western regional headquarters. And so I'm there a lot, and so is the CEO and the COO. So a lot of the leadership is based out of San Mateo.
And being a Japanese-based company, does that culture, you mentioned a Western headquarters. How is the Japanese culture ingrained, and how is it, how does it filter into the rest of the United States culture?
Well, it's ingrained in several different ways. First of all, which I feel is an extremely positive way, is through their all-hands weekly meeting called Asakai. And that occurs every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And it is really, truly an all-hands meeting. I mean, obviously, it's the middle of the night in Japan, but a lot of the same communication pieces get filtered into our Asakai, as well as our leadership talking about things that affect the Americas. That's a really integral part of the culture, and it's an important part of kicking off the week in a positive tone. You know, along with that normal American workforce office style, was integrated the Japanese more of bench style seating, open concept, heavily used conference rooms. And as with most companies, conference rooms are the hot commodity, which we all know is a challenge, or was a challenge at this point in time. But realistically, the culture, the Japanese culture, in addition to Asakai, in addition to sitting close to your coworker, and bench style seating does have its positives and negatives, but I truly appreciate that one great part of the Rakuten culture that's come over is the culture of inclusiveness and being kind. I really, really appreciate the kindness culture of Rakuten. In addition to its principles of being extremely customer focused, doing things with speed, always learning, always advancing, it's been a wonderful, in a sense, awakening for me to be in this Japanese culture of kindness. And I really feel like I've learned a lot from it.
Sounds like, that's great to hear. Being kind, I guess it starts with a name, optimism, right? Mm-hmm. And being kind and creating a good community. So how do you, how is that represented in the office, and where are you all at in the process of bringing people back into the office? What is the strategy?
So pre-COVID, you know, the facility staff, how we help with that is really our employees try to build on the caring culture and pay attention to the individual well-being, whether that be helping somebody with a project or making sure that their snacks are in the office like they want them. Little things matter to employees. And of course, my staff, I believe, is critical to keeping employees happy, reducing attrition. But obviously, now that we're all working from home, trying to understand how the facilities are going to change operationally, really, it's going to change because our environment is going to be one of safety first. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, COVID has really affected the facilities teams. But first of all, with respect to how it's going to change the environment, it's going to be more of a health and safety environment rather than a bench seating environment where we're all together.
And what is the timing of having bodies in seats?
Well, there is no time at this point in time. First of all, with respect to COVID, it changes me as a facilities leader. It changes my perspective because I immediately focus more on reducing CapEx and OpEx spend. Most businesses, sales are down. And so our job is to delay or reduce spend wherever we can for 2020. The challenging and surprising thing is that employees realize they can work from home. A lot of people. Now, my facilities team feels, in the beginning, they felt really awkward working from home because that's not our job. Our job is to be in the office, and we are the face of the office so people can see us and engage and feel like the facilities team is their security blanket that they can go to with anything. But as far as when come back into the office, you know, those can only reopen based on governmental agency guidance and leadership guidance. And our leadership is being very conservative with respect to when we feel it's safe to come back into the office. there are challenges around transportation for employees. We don't want employees to worry about taking public transportation coming into the office, which affects teams in larger cities. Safety is the number one priority, and Rakuten has been very strong in their communication from leadership with respect to safety. So with respect to reopening the offices and what am I and my team physically doing, I've created a playbook just for the facilities team members. And not only a playbook of what physical things have to change into the office to try to meet any regulatory guidance and requirements, but also trying to help them understand it's our job to be empathetic. It's our job to understand that even though we've been preparing for this opening, whenever it may be, the employees haven't been preparing. They haven't seen all the signs and the desks and all the distancing and everything, how it's going to look a little different. So I'm trying to educate and build my team up so that we have some empathy. But that empathy is backed by logic and by facts. And so we really want to create, in a sense, it's almost like you're reprioritizing the role of facilities. In the past, it was all about the employee experience as far as comfort level and amenities and things like that. Well, now safety and health are first. Everything else comes second. And I think that's a big factor that a lot of people may not understand, but it's our new normal right now. And the second part of creating a positive communication theme and back to work environment is not only the playbook that I created for facilities, but that our communications team created for the employees. There is a handbook for employees about them going back to their specific office. My team's going to help create videos like a hi YouTube video. They're going to recognize the face. We're going to have videos. We're going to walk everybody through the office to let them know, oh, well, that's what the arrows on the floor are for. And mm-hmm. that's why the signs are in the bathroom that says wash your hands. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's big round circles that says social distancing. So we're really doing a lot of preparation, have been for the last, 5 months.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think, anytime a tenant moves into a new space, we really encourage, whether or not it's through us or through the architect, many times it is through the architect, to have essentially a playbook on how you're going to mm-hmm. use the space. And that was pre-COVID, right? Now right. you have so many other components around safety. And I think that's great that, you can walk someone around and say, here's the egress and here's the ingress. Right. And then, here's where all of the, lotions are going to be. Mm-hmm. Here's, since you can't use the kitchen, here's how you're going to utilize, for refrigerators or whatever. I mean, you really have, it's like a hospital, right?
Right.
I mean,
And there's employee responsibility where there was not before. Yeah. We are asking our employees to wipe down the surfaces in the conference rooms when they, before they leave. Mm-hmm. And it's not just going to be the facilities team mm-hmm. doing all the work. Everyone will have to be and have a code of conduct of how mm-hmm. they're going to act with respect to wearing their mask, mm-hmm. with respect to cleaning. Mm-hmm. And it's just really interesting. It's really going to be focused on keeping everyone safe. And that is the number one goal right now, right? And until we get a vaccine, until this whole pandemic plays through its life cycle, however long that will be, we have to adjust and adapt and just put safety first. Whereas it was always said, but it was never really first, I don't think. And it never played as big of a role as it does right now.
Right. Well, there was, safety in terms of, physical safety.
Right.
Now you've got something you can't see. So it's a different kind of thing. I remember you telling me about at your headquarters, and I don't know if you're still doing it, but you had people hold up flags or something or post flags up mm-hmm. if they were at a desk and that was the one that needed to get cleaned. Is that still the case?
Right. So what we're doing is there's going to be flags attached onto monitors, and mm-hmm. those desks are properly and socially distanced also from the next desk with the flag. So each desk with the flag is a minimum of 6 feet apart. So that can also tell us what the maximum occupation could be in that site. And the flags go up and down. And so if the employee is there, they can turn it down that says, okay, somebody sat in this seat, so it will be disinfected at night. And so there's a lot of different, what I call combing of the internet to try to find great gadgets and devices and American ingenuity out there creating things so that it will make our lives easier back in the office. Like those door opener things that have a pad on the end so you can touch an iPad. Those are great. And they can be used not only to open doors, but they can be used to touch the iPad so you don't have to touch the iPad in the conference room to turn on your Zoom. So there's a lot of great ingenuity out there, and we're soaking it all in. And I keep adjusting the supplies list to whatever the latest, greatest thing is out there, because we want our employees to have the best, and we want our employees to feel like we have done everything we can to this date to prepare the office for their arrival when they choose to come back.
Mm-hmm. So will you have facility/office managers in each office, and how will that role change when they return to the office? What will their role be?
Well, the role, like I said, was going to be really safety. It's safety is going to be first. They will be somewhat monitoring, making sure that people don't sit next to each other. Also, they're going to be ensuring that things are cleaned. We are adding additional daytime janitorial. We're adding additional janitorial at night. We are empowering everyone to clean and to also be responsible for themselves, to wear their mask all the time when they're supposed to wear their mask. I just think the typical office of the future is just changing. And along with the office setting changes, such as bench style seating is probably not going to come back for a little while. The typical facilities manager, office manager job is not going to be the same. The emphasis will just be placed more heavy on safety and environmental health.
Yeah. It's a lot to keep up on. As you said, it's evolving, and there's a lot of different, treatments and tools out there that people can use. But I mean, I guess you also have the ambiguity of not knowing when people are going to be coming back. So you essentially have to take all this information and then be, I don't know, what's it going to be like? Are you going to get a call one day?
No.
Like, hey, we're opening up January 1st.
Or? So what I'm doing is each office is going to set up the office. I mean, all the stickers are going to be in place. They're doing that now.
So you're going to give office manager the tools to do all that?
They already have them. They already have them. It's already, most offices are about 80% done already.
Okay.
Already set and ready to go. And then when each regional or city or state or county agency is permitting someone to go back to work, then it's presented to our leadership, and our leadership will decide. Even if, let's say, the city of Chicago allows people to go back to work, that doesn't mean that our leadership will.
Sure.
So really, we want to make sure that every employee is safe, including my staff, who will be the front lines. So the facility staff is really the essential worker of the office place. And so, therefore, their feelings have to be considered, and we have to support them. I mean, if they're taking public transportation to work now, I don't want them to be taking it. I would rather see if there can be some funding to pay for a parking space for them in some office building, or so that they don't have to take public transportation. So there's a lot of different boxes you have to check, in a sense, to try and ensure the health and safety of everyone coming into the building.
Beyond the health and safety, and this is the last question, how do you envision the future of work? We're talking, let's say, where there's a vaccine, there's some sense of quote unquote normalcy. Where do you see things going from here?
So I can only speak for Rakuten, but being in the industry as long as I have, I think for the typical office setting, a lot of people are not going to completely abandon the bench style seating or open office concept seating. I think that in the beginning, it will be socially distant seating, but maybe not removing furniture. If someone has the ability to move into a new space during this time, that's where the change I think is going to see. I think a lot of there will be cycling back to workstations with more space, with divider panels. Do I think it's entirely permanent? No. But do I think that there is going to be a melding of a bench style seating and more of a workstation with walls? I do think that's coming back into play, and I think it will be into play, and it will be around for probably the next few years. But do I think it's 100% permanent? No. For real estate management, office consolidation or non-renewal of some leases is very likely to happen for certain companies as they realize that a certain percentage of their workforce can work from home, and it will save them on CapEx and OpEx dollars. So in the end, I think more people will eventually come back to the office. A lot of people find it challenging to work from home. But a lot of people realize, like me, hey, I can get my laundry done between meetings, and I don't have to do it between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. at night, which is kind of a nice thing for a facilities person who's never been able to work from home, because there's a guilt that facilities people have when we work from home. We feel we need to be there, and people need to see our face. Right. And that is a very important part of facilities and office management. People want to see our face. They want to see you. Mm-hmm. And in the end, though, I think there will be a better work-life balance. I think people will choose to come in part-time. I think some people will choose to come in full-time. I've had people email me privately saying, I cannot wait till the office is open. I will be back. Whether they have little kids or whether they have college kids or whether they don't have a perfect setup sitting on their kitchen table, like me. Mm-hmm. People have said they do want to come back. Now, it may be slowly, it may be part-time, but I think a lot of people miss the face-to-face coworker engagement, which I think is really critical of an office environment. I think that has been underrated and underestimated with respect to the importance of face-to-face communication and coworker engagement. I think that's really important. And we will eventually get back to that. I just think it's going to take a little while.
Yeah, a little bit harder to quantify, but longer term, it has major ramifications. I agree.
Right, right.
Well, this has been terrific. I appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of your summer. And,
thank you. You
I'm too. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thank you, Donna. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.